First slide. Welcome to How to Be a Brain Boss. My name is Marcy, and I'm going to be your guide through this process. The first question that I have for you is, are you busy? Next slide, knowing that, of course you are. You're a teacher, you're busy, you've got a lot on your plate, and I just want to take this moment to say I'm really grateful for you. Thank you so much for purchasing this course. I know that you have a lot that you could be putting your energy towards, and you chose to put it towards this course. So I want to say thank you for that, and let's get going. So next slide, let's talk about the fact that as any person that works with young people, we want to do right by our students. We want to take the time to educate ourselves, to do professional development, to learn the things that we need to do, particularly when we're teaching subject matters that are about trying to make them their best selves, trying to help them think about their world and their community and their impact that they leave on it. And at the same time, we want to make sure that we also have our own lives. And that can be a tricky balance to have. It really is, as the next slide says, the dream. But I actually think it is possible. So next slide talks about the fact that this course is really going to be teaching you things simply. So when I first started out teaching these courses, it took me a long time to really get at the most important information. And I started about 10 steps ahead, and I had to learn and study to get to those first steps that I really wish somebody would have given me in the first place, or the courses that I took didn't give me enough. And so I've really tried to think about making this course simple for you to understand without giving you too much information. And please know that you can always email me. I am here if you have questions, if there's anything that you need, if you'd like to brainstorm ways that you could integrate this information in your curriculum, please don't hesitate to reach out. And know that I've created some materials for you. So I've got resources for you at the end, I've got further training, I've got my free brain guide for mindfulness. I also have some links to other places where you can get curriculum from them as well. So you won't be leaving empty-handed. So not only will you have these PowerPoints that you can use yourself, you will also have resources to move forward. Next slide. Why did I create this course? Because I couldn't find the information that I wanted myself. So a lot of the stuff that was out there was really scientific. It was not geared towards someone like me that was teaching towards behavioral change. So when I think about the topics that I'm teaching, it's about how do we raise healthy individuals? How do we set the space to have difficult conversations? You know, how do we talk about isms and systems of oppression? How do we talk about difficult topics? You know, like sexual health education, drugs and alcohol, mental health. These are all difficult topics. And a lot of the stuff that's out there is either siloed, it's too expensive, it takes a lot of time. And I didn't actually think a lot of the stuff that was out there was engaging enough or useful for teens. And so that was why I ended up creating this course. So you might be asking yourself, as the next slide says, what can I expect? Is this going to be overwhelming? You know, I can barely keep up with what I have. So as the next slide says, don't worry. You've got this. I've got you. I've self-paced it with just enough information for you. I've designed it with knowledge that teachers are really busy. And so this needs to be useful. This needs to be things that you can use right away. And it can't be a waste of your time. And it's why partly that I've created separate audio from a PowerPoint. So if you're a busy person, you can listen to this audio in the car if you can hook it up, and you're getting some of that same information and maybe review the slides later. It's designed based on evidence-based practices. So when we're looking at national health standards, CDC, Office of Adolescent Health, social emotional learning, evidence-based practices from CASEL, looking at mindfulness, looking at social justice and equity work. I've really thought about all those things as I've put this course together. And so the next slide talks about why do my students need this? So as we move on to the next slide, I want you to really think about, in your life, have you ever made decisions that you know better? So have you ever gone to that party and had that extra drink when you knew it was going to hurt you the next day? Have you ever been stressed out at the end of a week and had a whole pint of ice cream or a bag of chips? Have you ever snapped at a student unfairly? Have you ever not intervened when you heard somebody say something offensive and you knew you should have? Have you ever gotten frustrated or angry or lost your temper in traffic? Have you ever avoided somebody because you didn't want to deal with that frustration that was happening? Have you ever went to bed and just laid there and not been able to sleep? All of these things are likely something that you have done in your life and you know better. So as we move on to the next slide, I really want you to pause and ask yourself the question, but don't you know better? Why would you make these choices? And at the end of the day, the answer is because you're human, just like your students. And I think that that is an important thing that we can relate to them, that we are trying to raise them to make these better choices, to be healthy human beings. But that takes time, that takes understanding, that takes making mistakes. And I truly believe that that takes understanding how humans tick and what makes their brains work. And what we really want for our students, as the next slide demonstrates, is that we want to increase their self-efficacy. We really want to develop positive identity development, and we want them to be intentional decision makers. So at the top of the slide, I have a quote from Dan Siegel, who's considered to be an expert on the brain and particularly the teen brain. And he has this quote that I use in a lot of my materials, where he says, "Encouraging reflection on gut instinct, not simply the inhibition of impulses, is the difference between turning down a compelling impulse and embracing a thoughtful belief." And this is something that guides my practice in life and guides my practice in working with youth. Because he often talks about, if we could give young people two things, it would be the ability to practice mindfulness and to connect to their core values. So what we want are to raise people that grow up and make healthy decisions for their bodies, healthy decisions for other people in their community, the ability to pause, the ability to think of other people. And so at the end of the day, you can educate somebody on nutrition, you can educate them on condoms, you can educate them on drugs and alcohol, you can even give them the skills of practicing boundary setting. But if we are not giving them that base skill of understanding how human brains get in the way, how do you pause? How do you really think about the long-term consequences? They're not going to be able to make the decisions that we're really hoping for them. So as we move on to the next slide, simply what we want for them is to pause, reflect, and to respond. So final slide talks about the fact that what I'm going to give you is curriculum. I'm going to give you some ideas to use. So as I'm teaching you things along the way, how are you going to use this in your classroom? How are you going to connect it to the bigger issues and topics that you're going for? I'm going to give you resources and professional development that you can move on to the next phase. I'm going to give you some bonus content. And I'm going to give you information about different websites and apps that you might want to use in your classroom. So with that, let's go ahead and end this and move on to the next slide.